today about why I don't recommend positive thinking, and instead what I would recommend. So why don't I recommend positive thinking? So positive thinking is just one-sided. And this is something that I kind of got stuck in when I first started reading personal health development books and self-help books, is teaching a lot of it is, well, in order to rewire your brain and your thoughts, you need to just think positive. Well, the truth is, yes, you need to rewire your thoughts become things, that's what helps you live an amazing life, but just doing it through positive thinking alone is an unwinnable game. And here's why. So even for myself and my journey, so I would, when I was in policing, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna rewire my thoughts, I'm gonna think positive. I would do my affirmations, I would do my meditations, I'm like thinking positive, but what would happen by like 10 a.m., negative thoughts would creep in. And then I would be like, well, why is this not working? What's wrong with me? Why isn't this working? And then I would get down on myself. I would devalue myself. What was happening is I was only looking for one side. And the more you're trying to just be one-sided, guess what? The more you're actually going to attract the opposite. And Dr. John DeMartini did a really amazing research work on this years ago. So he read thousands of self-help books, and he came up with a top, it was like 2,000 words. And from that, he would meditate on it, he derived the meaning from it, he created these loving or these positive affirmations. And each day for 2 years, he would recite these like hundreds and hundreds of times. And what he did is he tracked those. He tracked how he was feeling, both the positive and the negative. And after 2 years, what his research discovered is that they both equaled themselves out. So for the amount of positive thoughts he had, it was the same amount of negative thoughts. But also, the more he tried to be positive, the more swings he would have, the more emotional swings or charges he would have for it. But the more he stayed centered, the more he saw both simultaneously from a loving place, the less swings there would be. So for you, instead of aiming to be just negative or just positive, I invite you to try to be more loving, which is seeing both sides simultaneously. So how do you do that? One of the most, I think, best ways you can do that is through gratitude. And there's two types of gratitude. So the first type is the superficial gratitude, which is something like, I'm so grateful somebody bought me a coffee, or I'm so grateful someone's supporting my highest needs. The other type of gratitude is like that true, that fulfilling gratitude, that deep loving gratitude, when you're seeing both sides of things, when you can see the perfection in what is. So no matter if it's a support or challenge, you're able to see both of them and come from that loving place. So for you, if you're looking to rewire your thoughts, rewire your beliefs so you can create the life that you love, instead of aiming and trying to get rid of half of who you are in the negative thoughts, use the negative thoughts when they come up as feedback. How is that feedback to get you back into alignment? And when you're thinking positive, again, ask, how can I see both sides? What am I missing here? Because when you can come from this place, this is where, that's where true success comes. When you're able to do it from a central, neutral place, it allows you to transcend opposed to swinging in your emotions. So give it a try. Trade the positive thinking for loving thinking and let me know how it goes.